children's development meetings for our new television remote control, as far as our very successful entry into the consumer market over the last year or so, which we want to build on, taking advantage of the latest developments in technology and the latest feelings in consumer design and demand. And we want to make this the very best product that's possible for everybody, one that everybody wants, at a good price for the consumer and at a good price for the company. To that end, we need all to work together to do that. In no particular order, because everybody is just as vital to this project. I'll just go around the table. Andrew, marketing. Kendra, designing the user interface, and Kate with the industrial design. What's the project is here to do is to get this project up and moving. Everybody is free to say whatever they want. Everybody has a contribution to make, and everybody feel free to interrupt me at any time to say what you want to say. In terms of the immediate meeting, everybody knows everybody else, and he's worked with the company for a while, and if anybody feels that they need to say more about themselves, please do. If anybody wants to briefly give their background, so that it's quite clear what everybody's experience is, please do so. I'd welcome anybody to say something briefly about themselves. In fact, we will do that by going around the table quickly and saying what contribution you're looking to make. So we'll start with Andrew.
My name's Andrew, and market research person for this meeting and this project for creating this remote control. And I'll be presenting information and statistics on what people want to get from this new design, what people want to be like. From a fashion point of view and a practical point of view.
I'm Kendra, and I'm the user interface designer, and I haven't had a whole lot of experience in this kind of thing before, but I'll be working on the design.
This means you haven't got any preconceived ideas?
So. Right. Yep, I'm just open to being creative.
I'm Katie, I'm the industrial designer, and I'll just be, I guess, presenting about the interworkings of our little remote control, and
Okay, very, very quickly, I don't want to make this meeting too structured, because the whole idea is that it's a think tank. Everybody says what they want to say, and we don't want to be constrained by convention or slides on screens or anything else. Briefly, this is what we want to do. The remote control needs to be original. There has to be something about it that other remote controls don't have, so that as soon as people see it, they think, yes, that's different. I want one. And that goes along with being trendy. The I want it scenario. User friendly, as we all know, remote controls can be very user unfriendly. So we want to make ours one that people can pick up and think, oh yes, it's obvious how that works. And they also want to look at the price and think, oh yeah, that's something that I may not need a remote control, but it's such a nice one, I'm going to have one. And last but not least, or indeed first of all, it must make the company money. And we make the company money by producing what the consumer wants. what it must actually do, the conceptual design, how we actually present that to the consumer, and the detailed design is how we get that into production. Now, the main design tool that we have available to us at the moment is the whiteboard, and let's just very quickly do what it says in the prompt slide here. I would suggest to avoid everybody hooking themselves from the wires, that we don't do that. So everybody knows what whiteboard is, so we'll do a virtual drawing on the whiteboard of your own favourite animal. Let's just go around the table. Your favourite animal?
Badger.
Why?
It's got a nice contrast.
Yeah.
Right, and, I feel they're an underdog kind of status.
My wife says my beard looks like a badger's arse.
Probably a duck. I like the way they look, and they're just nice animals, and I like how they can fly or swim or walk around or whatever.
Right.
Horses? No particular reason why. Oh, so that's my favourite animal, to be quite honest. I think Homo sapien, because of their overall ability to
make mobile phones and TV remotes.
Sorry?
Make TV remotes.
Indeed, absolutely, yes. That's okay, and we need to keep in mind here that we want to sell this for €25. We want to make an overall profit for the company of €50 million, so we're looking at selling a lot of these across the entire planet, and we're looking at a gross profit of 50%. It's cost €12.50 to make. So we're not only looking at a very trendy original product, we're looking at making it at a very good price. Okay. Would anybody like to start by giving their sort of quick views of current remote controls?
Well, I think I find a lot of them really complicated to use with all the different buttons, and it's handiest when you have one that works both the DVD player or whatever and the TV as well. But that it's easy to see if you can switch back and forth instead of having to press a bunch of different buttons. And so I think it is best when they're clearly labeled and you can see which buttons you're supposed to use, you know.
Any thoughts about buttons or any other way of approaching the problem? Or anybody else strong feelings about remote controls, either bad ones they've used or good ones they've used, or ones that they've lost and never found again?
I think it's important that you should be able to, when you press the button, to actually pick up the signals from kind of anywhere, and you shouldn't have to like contort yourself and twist your remote control to get the TV to actually pick up the signal.
Yeah.
I think a lot of time remotes that come with TV players and TVs and DVD players, like they aren't like an area that's pretty well happening to the very boring very thing. I think it's very again, making an establishment control would be a very easily put one step ahead of the
company. Yeah, what particular style features do you think about?
Something that doesn't look like remote control. Something that looks like something that makes them feel like this pen doesn't really look like a pen, but it makes them feel like so.
I mean,
sorry, that's the thing.
Yeah, no, I mean, do you think there's a risk that it doesn't look like remote control? People won't see it as remote control.
I suppose that's up to the marketing to make it aware of the product.
Uh-huh. any other thoughts about the physical appearance of a remote controls?
I think something that's comfortable to hold, because sometimes you get the remote controls that are just those big rectangular things and they're kind of awkward to hold on to, so something that's more comfortable that fits in a person's hand better.
I mean, the thing that immediately comes to mind is computer mouses, which I mean, you get all sorts of shapes in the shops, as you know, and some quite fancy ones. Sort of a personal experience, which look nice but aren't particularly comfortable. Any thoughts about buttons or flat screens or
from the mouse idea, good, like a kind of plastic remote is a piece of plastic with a big row of buttons sticking out a bit, which you press. Whereas if you want the mouse button, you could be able to be flat. And the buttons are very kind of all subtle, but instead of being raised out of the device, you push into the device, like a mouse button.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing is, if you're watching television in a darkened room, you need to be able to find the buttons easily.
Or maybe they could be concave instead of sticking up, to have them be kind of down so you could feel them better.
More than concave buttons, that's something different. Do we need it to? I can't think of any remote controls that I know of that actually light up at all.
Like a mobile phone?
Yeah. Andrew, have you had any thoughts about how we might market something which there are already millions out there and that we want to take over the entire planet with?
Especially trying to sell up to 2 million of them. Oh, sorry, 4 million. I think the remote market is not as, the gaming market is the point of view. We've got the two parallel market schemes where we've got one where it appeals to people that want to have the new device that looks cool, it's fashionable, and you just, it's like it's one rather than a one rather than kind of a need. But that might concern what the device is for, and the nature some people might not like respond to. Having a device that just looks nice and get through on, so make it practical at the same time. I think it's a lot of appeal to people that want device that enhance their living room, but also a device that is practical sound. So I don't have to say which angle I'm going to, or both.
Any assets that we identify, we need to aim for all of. Okay, but the first thoughts on the industrial design side?
Well, I think it's remote controls are kind of a unique object because you depend on them so much, but you don't. You sort of just assume they're always going to work and don't think of them as a complex. Like a computer can break down and you're kind of like, oh, fair enough, there's always complex things going on. So something's going to get messed eventually. They just need to be very, very dependable because people sort of take them for granted. And then if your remote control breaks, it's God forbid you actually get up and manually change the thing. It needs to be very effective, very always dependable. I don't think we should make it too small. I think it needs to, it can't be too big, like you're saying, big and huge and awkward. But also, if you make it too small, kind of like, you know, how mobile phones are getting smaller and smaller. It's just going to end up on a couch cushion somewhere. But, so yeah, it's dependable and of a sort of good medium range size.
Okay. And colors, materials.
Well, most, I think most of the remote controls now are either just black or gray, so maybe we should go with something different or be able to. I was just thinking of what they're doing with mobile phones now, how you can get the different, what do they call, like the faceplates that you change, so we could have maybe, I don't know if it would be feasible to do something with that, where you can change the faceplates or have kind of a variety so people can get different things, have it kind of look how they want to, different colors, things like that. Probably just plastic because that's always the lightest.
Okay, that's again, I don't think that's ever been done before. It's the sort of thing that would get people thinking, yes, that's something that I haven't gotten that might need. So I kind of really thought today, so how we might market interchangeable fonts on the remote control.
So we could either map it together by getting control in Setco or with, like, you buy it with Setco. You get the faceplates with when you buy it, or it's a separate thing. But I'm maybe thinking that it's, consider the nature of the device, maybe a second thing, like a second campaign to market new facials for your CEO might go a bit astray. It's the kind of thing where you generally get one and then you get together. Unless we're trying to.
Well, you can come up with like novelty ones, like they've done with the mobile phones, and you get like different, you know, scenes from different movies and stuff on the remote control.
Well, that's what
sort
I was
going to do. Stagger the release of them and get people like, oh, I want that coming on it now. And keep them spending money.
Okay, I think we've got a good idea now. The meeting is needs to be wrapped up fairly quickly. So we've got 30 minutes to start looking at the design in more detail. We can be in 30 minutes and try to get some of these ideas more formalised. Thank you very much indeed.